On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Well, you know what that means. It means Victoria's in the house.
In the his house.
Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Hey there, good. I lost my audio, I think, a little again.
Oh, great.
It's all muffly, like I'm talking with a pillow over my face.
Seriously?
Which wouldn't be the first time.
Is that really what you're hearing?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
That's okay. I mean, I can hear myself. I'm not deaf.
All right, fine.
It's fine, too.
All right, I can hear you. That's all that
counts. It's fine. I'm just nitpicky.
Yeah.
I'm a winder.
You're picking your nits.
I'm whining. I'm a whiner. It's a whiny week.
It's like a Jewish last name.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Weinberg.
Yeah. Weinberg. They're always, yeah. And it's not the drinking wine that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, and it's even spelled even differently than all of them.
Yeah, because they don't even...
There's three wine spellings.
So I wish I had three wine spellings right now.
Me too. I'll take one.
Hey.
Stop
it.
Stop it.
She's Tori Lagarde. She's a humorist. She has a humor and a femur and a tumor.
Correct.
Yep.
The tumor I'm working on.
All right. I'm working on it.
It's growing.
Hey, good to see you. Wonderful. Everything's good. Hey, let me start it off. I talked about this yesterday on the pod.
Oh, yeah?
There's a cable channel. You don't have the cable, and you shouldn't.
I have Xfinity. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah. Do you get the bounce channel?
I've never heard of it. Is it trampolines? What is it?
It's trampolines. It's various types of trampoline programming.
I'm getting out of here. It's time to bounce. I got a bounce jet.
That's interesting.
Screw.
No, it's kind of like almost like a black channel, but they have situation comedies from the past.
Oh, I love that.
And I never had heard of the bounce channel, except that I saw an advertisement on one of their sister channels. Now they have sisters and brother channels.
Yeah. Okay.
And it said that starting December 19th, the Cosby Show.
No way.
Yes, ma'am.
And the one with Huxtable? That one?
Yeah, the Huxtable one.
Oh, my God.
Which was very popular and very significant at that time.
It was wholesome. It was good.
It was wholesome, significant
stuff. Him in his sweaters, yeah.
I mean, there was a black person who was a doctor and was quite successful. I don't think that had happened yet, but that was showing that, yes, that happens.
Of course.
So that was big. And of course, Cosby was very clean and and America's dad.
Sure.
America's dad.
Pudding.
And of course, some things have come up since that I've apparently.
Jesus.
And the Bounce Channel is somehow, for some reason, going to start rerunning all of them.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to figure out why.
They're trying to remind everybody of how good a person he was, is. I don't know. They have an agenda. Let's bring back the old Cosby and show everybody, and then they'll forget about his nastiness.
I don't think they're
capitalizing on it. I mean, because he's popularish.
I think they're capitalizing. I think what they're doing is people like us would be sitting down and saying, "Can you believe that the Bounce Channel is running the Cosby Show?"
And you did it. There you go. You're doing it now.
And now, for the rest of your life, you'll know that the Bounce Channel did the Cosby thing,
and that there is a Bounce Channel,
and they're not about trampolines.
No.
Yeah.
And you know what? I barely watched that show anyway, so I'm not going to watch it just because. Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't watch it back then because I don't know.
Some of it was funny. I watched and I'd laugh my head off, but then I didn't keep it every week. I didn't watch it every week.
I don't know.
I was busy raising kids.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I was watching Miami Vice on Friday nights.
That was cool.
That was the best.
Best part about Miami Vice, what was the best part?
The music?
Close. The opening.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's Jan Hammer.
That's right.
Love him, or
that
Hammer.
MC Hammer.
Yeah, MC Hammer. He's the Swedish man with the opening for the Miami Vice. Yeah, you like?
I would watch the show and then up until the end of the opening, and then I turn it off because
I have every season. I think there's five seasons. I have all of them. I love it. Once in a while, I pop one in and watch it and just, love it. My happy place.
There are five seasons? There's fall, spring, summer.
There's 5 years of it.
Oh, 5 years.
I'm pretty sure. It might be six, but I think I only have five. I think it's only five. Yeah. 5 years. I have every episode.
Yeah. I think toward the end, they changed the theme song, and it was like, okay, forget it.
Did they?
Obviously, you're going somewhere.
Uh-oh.
That didn't work for me. No. Yeah. Seasons.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Bouncing things.
Bouncy things.
That's a different, that's like the man show. Girls on trampolines. Oh my God, guys.
How come people weren't pissed about that show? How come people accepted that? I was.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's like, it's cliche. What? It's a man show on a man, like the Spike Channel, of what did they used to call it?
Yes.
It wasn't the Spike Channel before.
No,
here we go, channels
some
again.
Other channel, but
yeah.
Yeah, but I know I took great offense to that program.
Oh my goodness, you can't. The girls coming out all dressed up and serving beer to the audience members and weird gags they had to do. And would you do this for...
So sexist.
Spin the wheel.
So
of,
sexist.
Oh, I thought it was awesome.
Oh, I didn't like it.
Of course
like
it's
it.
Sexist. But what are you going to do? Just go with it.
No, you can. You
they're
can,
a mockery of themselves. They weren't serious.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when I think that's an excuse that okay. We'll do whatever we want. We'll be as disgusting as possible because we're mocking the disgust.
Hey, you know what? It's America. If you can do it here, you can't do it in North Korea. So just do it here.
The one other place you can't do it, you named.
And probably Croatia. I mean, I don't know really, but seriously,
in Croatia, you can actually.
Oh my God, I bet you can.
I bet you can.
You can build bombs too.
Yes, you can.
Is that Croatia?
I don't know.
I think that's Chernobyl.
Well, that's where they had a little problem, too.
<Didn't they>? I think it's still going on. That's till the end of time, you know, by the way.
I don't think you're still allowed back in that area.
Because radiation is like, they said even Madame Curie, like the envelopes she wrote on the paper is still radioactive.
Absolutely.
My God.
Yeah, it goes on forever.
I'm not going to that museum then. Forget it. If there is one, I'm not going.
It's not worth the history lesson.
It's really not. Seriously. Where are these letters? Are they in a vault?
I go to Chernobyl for the weekend.
God.
Bring a picnic basket. We'll go on the trampoline there.
No.
All right.
Hey, Time Magazine. Do you know who's man of the
year? Yeah, don't even say the name. Yes, it's the guy that I can't stand.
But you know what? There's this rumor going around.
What?
It's not even a rumor. It's because you can see on the front of the cover.
Yes.
The M.
Yes.
Time. It's got little devil horns under his head. But you know what? It looked to me more like kitty ears. They weren't really hornish. They were pointy.
Maybe it's just the way that one looks at that.
Do you think
that.
Someone did that on purpose? Yeah. That's what I'm really curious about.
That's awesome. I think everything's on purpose, really.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But you know, Hitler and Stalin, they say we're also on the cover, so you can't really,
you can't.
It doesn't mean anything.
And Oprah, so.
Oh dear. Yeah, she's right really in there. Oprah's kissing ass,
everywhere,
man.
Everywhere, man.
She knows, she wants a medal, a freedom of medal honor.
Now she's, you know, medal it's freedom. The holidays and she doesn't have her show anymore, so she's doing this Oprah's favorite things.
How do you know this? I don't even follow that stuff.
I follow the things now that don't involve the president-elect, so now I have a lot of time. So,
because I don't know what Oprah's doing.
Yeah, she's going on other people's shows now, giving stuff away because she doesn't have a show to give it away from.
Okay.
And it's just so
blasé,
odd. It's just odd.
Not like it.
I don't know.
I don't watch.
Here's Oprah, who was supposed to be the talk show host of the people,
right.
Of the people, and she ends up saying, "You get a car, and get this lavish gift for $5,000." Everybody,
that's cool.
In the audience
why can't you give out gifts? You don't like that.
No, because you're making America. It's like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with that Robin Leach. It's like, these are all the things you can't ever have. You'll never afford them. You can never achieve them.
Right.
Here's what they are in your face.
It's making people happy. They're getting a CD or a car, right?
Tori,
or
that
a dryer.
It never made me happy. Whenever there's a show and they say, and everybody in the studio audience is going to get, I go,
people
so,
like stuff.
Well, that's fine for them, but I'm not in the studio audience.
Oh, so
why
you're jealous.
It doesn't make me feel good. To see the people in the studio audience get excited because they're getting something, I'm supposed to feel like, oh, they're getting something and I'm not.
I have a tear of happiness seeing their happiness.
Oh,
I like
don't.
Seeing people's happiness.
I don't see people's happiness just because they sat in
the
studio
audience.
And
their sadness
audience.
Makes me cry. I just empathize with all kinds of people. Not sympathize, I empathize.
I will cry at their sadness. I will laugh at their cheer, but I will be envious of their fortune.
Oh, that's a gluttony sin. One of the seven deadly sins.
Oh, yeah. I do all of them.
Really?
Well, sure, man. That's why they got them.
I don't really.
I don't follow that stuff. That's pious,
right?
I think it's just human. I mean, I'll never.
It's the bad part of humanity, though.
Well, the bad part would be snatching it out of their hands so that you have it. That's stealing.
Oh, that's yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with you feeling like, hey, how come I can't get that? I think that's okay.
Know. That's like kindergartenish, though. You have to mature someday and say, okay, well, my time will come.
Look, Tori, the president-elect is childish, and he acts like he's in kindergarten. So I think that's the new model. So that's fine.
I told my brother this. I said, this is going to be the new sentence now of forever. So did you hear about Donald Trump? And it could be anything because it's every day.
It will be every day.
Every day. Did you hear about Donald Trump?
Yeah.
You don't know what it's going to be. Isn't that the funny? That's my new catchphrase.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, my prediction, and we don't want to spend the whole show talking about
this. I predicted
you
wouldn't even win, but you go on. I was wrong.
Yeah. I just think that every time he sneezes, it's going to continue. It's not like now he's the king of the world and he is untouchable and uncriticizable.
Sure.
It's going to be the opposite for him. He's going to have the
hardest
road.
Oh, he's going to attract it, yeah.
Yeah. Everything he does is going to be awful. And I think that people who voted for him are going to start to see that soon. He's not even president yet. He's not even president yet. No. And they're starting to see what stupid, stupid, stupid choices he's starting to make.
It's great.
I think he's just getting off on being the king of the world. And it's working now. Other leaders when he calls them to Trump Tower, they come a running.
Oh, my God.
Even Al Gore visited.
Has Al succumbed?
Maybe
Al's trying to help with the climate change because Donald Trump's trying to screw it all up.
Yeah, I know. Well, he met with his wife, not him.
Oh, Melania.
Yeah, I guess it was the new clothing line or something.
Probably,
Or maybe to get some copies of her naked pictures.
I don't know. Those are on the internet probably.
Yeah.
You don't need to go anymore.
That's different for president's wife, huh?
Oh, my God.
First lady.
I don't know.
You know?
She's getting older, though. She's a bombshell, but she's getting older. And he likes them young. He's been quoted as saying that.
Yeah,
they have to be young. What's that even about?
I wonder if he'll be having an affair in the White House. I can't see how he couldn't.
No, he can't.
No, why
no
not?
No way.
Because he's being watched way too
much. Well, that, and also, he has a lot to live up to, don't forget. He can't be caught doing anything wrong.
I know.
Not now.
But he's gotten away with doing everything
before.
Wrong.
This is a game changer. Presidencies change things.
I hope so.
Oh, I know so.
I mean, I wish him the best because his best would be my best.
Well, he'll do everything else wrong. I'm not saying he'll be, but I don't think he's going to fool around in the White House.
Yeah.
That's too daring.
Now
he's
considering Sarah Palin as the administrator of Veterans Affairs.
Yeah.
If I were a veteran, I'd be a little concerned.
Nothing's getting done for vets. These poor guys. I don't know how that's going to improve anything.
It's
that's almost a mockery.
It's just... you know, when you hear these job titles come up and all these people meeting with him to see if they can get that, I'm saying to myself, do we need all these title people? Is that necessary, really?
No.
Am I paying their salaries to sit behind a desk and give speeches? I don't understand. I don't understand what I'm doing
anymore.
No,
he's just putting in people that he likes, that are loyal to him, that he can owe a favor to,
Wasn't that the criticism of Hillary? If she got in, she'd just be repaying favors?
Oh, probably.
Sounds very familiar.
Yeah, he's got to become part of the machine. If he wasn't before,
Correct.
He has to become it. So
Correct.
It's just all
You will see Mr. Machine. You will see the machine personified
Mr.
is what
machine.
You will see. Plus. Anyway, off that subject, let's talk about bouncing.
Well, I don't know if I have anything about bouncing. I have something Did you? Oh, tell me about bouncing then.
Oh, the Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah, we did that. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Well, that was my contribution.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. I did not know that, and I will not be watching.
Okay.
I don't watch television.
Really.
Good. Age management. There's something called age management.
For what?
I suspected what it was, and I was right. It's like plastic surgery and trying to fix yourself. They call it age management now.
Fancy name.
It is, and there's one in Miami. It's the Institute, the Age Management Institute, and they have it spelled Miami.
Cute.
And and it filled it out. So
the Management Institute of Age Management
Something,
Incorporated, probably.
I forget the MI, but the end of it was Age Management Institute.
Yeah.
AMI. So.
Nice.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, I found someone on Facebook and I looked and see, and this woman is beautiful. I'm like, oh, what does she do for work? What is that
age
called?
Management.
In Miami. And you know, the rich people afford it. Of course, they get everything shifted and Botoxed and everything. They can do it internally now. I was like, oh my God, there's all kinds of stuff
internally?
Happening.
Internally? What does that mean?
That's your vajayjay. They do something I was like, what is this about? And apparently they had this years ago, but they put it on your face and your face like turned like bright red and it changed everything to make you young looking again.
They put your vajayjay stuff on your face?
The stuff was on your face.
I
now
think
they
guys
can
have
put
already
it
been through that. it's called a visit south is what it's
Michael
called.
Michael Douglas, well, you poor guy. He got a problem.
Yeah.
But
Hope his throat cleared up.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. I meant it's some rejuvenation for that. I was shocked. I'm
don't
thinking
say
what is
Jew. The white Jews besides Jews
rejuvenated?
People do it. Oh, I see what you said.
Yeah,
missed your word.
I don't know. People are so vain. I don't know what's going to happen. You don't let your body fall apart. Now you have to have a name for it. I think it's human growth hormones. I think HGH is what's actually happening.
Right.
The people that can afford it. And I think I might know some of these supposed one percenters.
Sure. But is there anything wrong? It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But is there anything wrong to trying to look as young as you can? Because for some people and for many, looking young actually makes you feel young.
Then I think that's fine. If you're doing it for the right reasons, maybe then I guess no problem.
Yeah.
And I think some people should have some work done. I look and I say, you know, if you just tuck that a little bit, you know what, those eyes, I think you could just do a thing, but maybe they can't afford it. And my eyes I haven't had trouble with yet, but if I have, then who knows? I can only speak because I don't have anything really wrong with my face that I think,
right?
Which is fine.
Right.
If I did, then I'd be like, oh, my face.
Right.
But it's, you know, I don't know because I haven't been there. So you're right, I don't know.
You're more of a natural girl.
So is my mom. That's why all our people in our family never had anything done.
Yeah.
Because you got the genes, I guess. So if you don't get the genes, then I don't know.
The genes.
The DNA.
You're wearing the genes now.
They're in your DNA.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
They're in your pants.
They are your pants. They're not in my pants. I'm wearing jeans of a different sort. Again, English, hardest language to learn.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I like the words that the British use that we don't understand. Like they live in a flat.
You know what's flat? That's British. Try Australia and New Zealand. I couldn't believe some of their words.
Oh really? Like what?
I don't remember now.
Okay.
But I have a couple of friends in Australia, and they are on my Facebook. So as I go to their page, and they are talking about some stuff, and they, I'm chuffed. And I don't know. They have these weird expressions, and I have to always look them up, and then I learn something.
Hmm.
I think it's neat the way other people, you're right, in other cultures have words for stuff.
Nicknames for things, yes.
Yeah.
The British ones are very childish, I think, though.
Mm-hmm.
They call the television the telly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little infantile as far as I'm concerned.
Telly-tellies.
We'll call it TV.
Right.
Because we shortened the word. They make it cutesy too much.
Like lift, an elevator. It literally lifts
literally
you.
Does that.
So it's a lift.
That I get.
And if you want to mail something, you post it.
You post it because it's a post office.
Imagine if we said that. I'm going to go post something.
But the elevator does elevate you. We've got the word in there, too.
What does an escalator do?
It escalates you.
What does that mean?
It escalates you.
Wouldn't that mean forward? Not necessarily up.
No, perhaps.
I don't know.
It
could be higher.
There are people movers is what they are.
Yeah.
They move the people.
I like those on the airports.
They're kind of fun.
The moving things. But I walk on them. Then I'm going extra fast.
I do too.
I feel like I'm Superman.
I know.
Look at me with my superpowers.
Buildings and everything now. I do too. I feel very lazy when I just stand on the people mover.
Sometimes I'm tired on escalators. And no one in front of me is moving anyway, so you're kind of trapped. I'm like, I'll enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Well, it depends on how busy it is. If it's very crowded on the escalator, then you can't walk up. You can't. They say to stay to the right or something.
Hold the handrail, man. Don't be daring. People have died in those things.
Oh, yes.
They've gotten sucked in. They've never seen again.
No, well, they're in there. They're in there.
That's even scarier.
Let's shut it down.
I hear them moaning. They're ghosts of the escalators. Oh, no.
It's for the longest time, even when I was a young adult, getting to the end of it.
Oh, yeah. It's a frightening thing. Isn't it anxiety?
It is.
Here it comes. Here it comes. I was the same.
Yes.
Hopefully, I'm not still. I kind of keep it inside. I'm like, okay, the end is approaching. Don't make a fool of yourself. Step off normally.
How cool can I be knowing that impending doom is coming to an end?
I wonder if that's neurosis. I think it is.
Mm.
It's
something that you have to do at a point, and you better do it
in
well.
Getting on, it's like, is it lower? That's which right. step am I getting
that's
on to
right.
here? I want to get
that's
on the
like,
right
that's
one.
That's like when you go into a hotel and they have the revolving doors. I can never do that proper. I always look like an asshole.
I did. They have them at the JFK Museum. So a couple of weeks ago, I was doing it there. Yes. And my brother and I got in the same one to go in. That's and then to come dangerous. Out, he's like, I'm having my own. So I was like I'm like, okay, I'll be by myself for a second here.
It's too much coordination. information involved.
Yeah, my niece ran in with him anyway. She goes, I'm going with him.
Yeah.
It's like you've never seen again.
Some of them go so fast. Some of them are actually motorized. You don't push them. They actually like continually go on their own.
Yeah.
That's pushing. That's like an escalator
thing. I don't touch these. I thought they're all motorized.
No.
You push your own sometimes,
yes.
Huh?
Yes. They're not hard to push, but...
Yeah.
You know,
you know why? Because the person in front of me was pushing it, and I didn't know.
That's it. Well, you don't
see.
Know
I didn't know.
You don't know.
It was being done for me. So I'm then so
you
spoiled.
Have to go, you go with their speed, though, so you don't have your own choice.
Yeah, it's not like a huge thing. I'm going to enter the building in a timely fashion.
Well, sometimes I forget to get off. It's like a rotary. That's I'm just there for a couple of days. Yeah, she did say that. Actually, she said that too much.
Oh, but can I get back to Donald Trump? Only 1 second, because I have to tell you this.
Only 1 second, though.
Twitter, did I tell you? Did you hear my podcast?
No.
Oh my God.
No,
well, don't listen then. It'll just bum you out.
Okay.
Twitter, he's having unblockable tweets.
I know.
President Obama didn't even utilize that once in 8 years.
Right.
Can you believe, I'm not putting it on my phone then, because at 3 a.m. when he's in the toilet, I don't want to hear about China. And it's not happening.
Yeah.
Forget it.
You already started on China.
I can't believe this. How can you do this? Unblockable tweets? That's fascism, man.
First
Don't
of all,
start.
there's a lot of things here going on. He's starting to think that whatever he says is gold, and that is fascism and so many other words that we use. The other thing is, get some fucking sleep. Stop staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning. You need your sleep. I've tried to do things when I had no sleep for a couple of nights, and everything I did, I messed up. Do not make decisions when you're tired and you're not
sharp.
Well,
he doesn't need to sleep for one reason.
Because he has no brains to protect.
Because he's the Antichrist.
That's correct.
He's not even
Antichrist
human.
Antichrist is not, you're absolutely
doesn't
right.
Doesn't need to sleep.
You're absolutely right.
Have you ever seen him sleeping? No.
No. No.
I used to think that back when he was on Oprah. When I first heard about this guy, I'm like, look at this dude. Good thing he'll never be president. He'll never come to power. But did he?
It can't be. I still think this is a dream.
I know. My brain can't accept it.
But I'm wondering why in this dream I am not more powerful to do something about it. I can't. So maybe it's not a dream, but it's got to be.
Oh, my God.
How could it not be a dream? Or a nightmare, one would call it.
Yeah.
So someday I'll wake up from this. Everything's going to be cool. I just hope that I shower.
Yeah, because it's been a long dream. You're going to be stinky.
Sometimes they seem like the dreams went on like for 6 months, a year, but indeed it's only like 2 hours.
Well, they keep dangling this electoral college thing in front of us. Like maybe people will not vote for him. There's two dissenters so far.
You know what's ironic? Donald Trump didn't go to college, really, and yet it's the Electoral College that won him. It's just everything is
such
just
irony.
Backwards.
I know it is.
There's irony involved.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I'm just whatever.
Whatever.
I don't even know who he is. I don't even want to say his name. And I don't.
But we're gonna have if he's president, and you think he's gonna be, then we're gonna have to really talk about him.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't have to talk about him. I'm getting calls from all kinds of groups now that I never got calls from before, asking
KKK?
Me to sign. No, just the KK.
Oh, okay. Okay. The okay?
Now you threw another K in. It's KKK.
Right.
I'm getting calls from environmental groups. And Ron, will you call Washington? And one of them actually, there was a lady, and I thought it was a robocall, because you don't know anymore.
Oh, they've got them perfected.
Right, yeah. And the lady says, would you mind talking to the state house and telling Governor, whatever the hell
Baker?
His name is, thank you, to do something environmentally that could affect the entire country with Donald Trump? And I said, yeah, I don't mind telling him. And she said, okay, hold on. And she actually put me through to the governor's office.
Maybe you're making a recording.
That's what I thought would happen. And I would just say, hi, my name is Ron. I live in Massachusetts. Please protect the environment or whatever.
Yeah, cool.
Instead, someone picks up the phone and says, State House, Governor Baker's office.
Oh, my God. That happened that fast?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
And I said, is he available for lunch?
No way.
No,
did you really?
That.
That's awesome, though.
I said, I want to have Governor Baker, this environmental.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, we'll pass that on to the governor. He's a little busy right now. I said, thank you.
Oh, my God. Do you really think that it was real, though, legit?
Yeah, I do. I do.
All right,
because
good.
I was on
then
hold.
Then I'll do
it. It sounded real.
I'll do it.
You're right,
Tori.
It could have been like a whole dramatic setup.
I know, but then what was the point to get your phone number? They already knew. Hello, that's a real phone number.
I don't know. No, it sounded real.
Okay, then okay,
it sounded real.
That's a good cause.
Yeah, but I mean, that never happened before.
Will they really pass it on though? They'll just say we got a bunch of calls. You're just one of them.
That's what I thought would happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really thought Charlie was going to pick up the phone at a point. It sounded so real.
That
would have
been so cool. I would have had my recorder going. Then we could have put him in podcast.
This is Charlie. Can I help you?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hello.
That's freaky. Charlie, where have you been? Yeah. You didn't come to lunch the other day.
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up with you and the trains, Charles? Okay.
The train.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what happened to me.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a good story.
Guess what happened to me this morning?
You something.
You'll never guess in a million years, so I'm going to have to tell
okay.
you. I would never guess.
I give up.
Something's wrong with my eye. As you notice, there's something in it. I don't know mm-hmm. what's going on. Mm-hmm. But a couple of weeks, remember I had the scratch with the branch?
Yes,
so
I do.
So I think it's starting again for some reason. So I went to get my drops. I thought, well, let me just throw a drop in this morning. True story. I have a drawer full of pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
Drops, ointments, pills, everything. Right. So I go to get the dropper, and I start to squeeze it in my eye. And I'm squeezing as hard as I can, and nothing's coming out. It's like blocked. So I'm thinking, do I stick something in it and try to open the kit so I can get a drop out? Do I take it back to the pharmacy and say, hey, I just got this and now it's something's wrong? Nothing happened, right? So finally I look at it again and I see a picture of an ear. See? It wasn't working. It was eardrops and it said only for ear use.
Thank God it didn't
that
come
was
out, Tori.
Divine intervention.
Yes,
tell
it was.
Me that wasn't the Lord saying, I'm not letting you put this in your eye, or it's James. And he's like, Mom, you're not going to do it because
right.
I'm squeezing as hard
right.
as I can, Ron. And it didn't. So then I went to the right part of my drawer and I'm like, oh, this is the one. And that came out like easy.
Oh, let me ask you a question here. Did you try it in your ear?
No.
Because I'm wondering if
the angle.
I'm trying to figure why, if it indeed only works in a year and it would have come out in a year, I go, that
I
is really amazing. That's a great technology.
No, it wouldn't, because I've it's.
I would guess not.
And I've had that the ear one for like a year.
Yes.
The ear one is only, like, I don't want to put it in my ear because then I won't be able to hear you very well.
Right.
Hello?
Right.
It's not the day for that. But the fact it wouldn't go in, that's something magical, mystical, spiritual was happening because I squeezed and squeezed and the forces of nature and the universe are saying, you're not putting that in your eye.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And then I was like, what?
Wow.
An ear. It's my eardrop. I was trying like a son of a bitch to get it in there.
You would have had to go to the hospital if you got that stuff in your eye.
I wouldn't even be here right now. I'd be blinded. I'd be like, what? I can't see.
You'd be blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another odor in the night.
And, yeah.
I know the words.
You know what? I hate that song. Manfred Mann, Go to Hell. I'm so sick of that. 1977, I heard it every damn day. And there's a long version with the twirly spaceship
Mann,
sounds.
Go to Hell.
You know.
Maybe you'll get a call someday from on someone on the phone. Oh, could you please call Manfred Mann and tell him to go to hell?
We'll put you through now. They're like British bastards, I think, too. Limeys.
We'll put you right through. Hello, Manfred.
Yeah. Stupid song.
Go to hell, Manfred.
I don't like it song. I'm sick of it.
I don't like a song where if I mess up the words that much, then you're not singing really well. That's what I'm saying.
It's not.
It's not my fault.
What are they even supposed to be saying? Do I even care at this point?
I don't even know. I don't care. No, because I don't like
caring.
The song to begin with.
And you saw my podcast. You heard my podcast where I don't like that other song.
Yes.
It's got accordions in it.
Is that a real instrument or what? The accordion.
Yeah, because like Myron Florin of Lawrence Welk.
Yeah.
He came to Brockton High, you know. I saw him when I was 12. Yeah. Why did my parents do that to me? We're going to a concert.
Because when you were 12, he was big stuff.
He was. And I used to watch Lawrence Welk back then.
Yeah, we all did.
It was great.
We were alive.
Yeah, they were Mormons, though. Did you know they were Mormons?
Mormons. No, I did not know that. Really?
They came from the Mormon place.
All of them? Or just not Lawrence?
Yeah, all of them.
Really?
I think so. Look it up, man. That's what Google's for.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, well, I guess, you know, like what do you call Donnie and Marie? They were, too. I mean, like,
yeah,
it's a wholesome kind of thing where you can't drink coffee.
That's
and you're not supposed to wear makeup, but Marie Osmond was sure wearing makeup.
Yeah, I don't think they're following it real well these days. Did you see they have a thing on Scientology.
Oh, my God. Something else with the, what's her name?
Yes. What's her name? Leah Remini.
Yeah. She used to be on that King of Queens?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
With that awful Kevin James.
Yeah, she's got some balls. She's telling the truth.
She's
taking on the whole Scientology.
Sister.
She's taking it
she
on.
She has before.
And as I'm watching it, I'm saying to myself, Are they going to put a contract out on her or something?
This is not the first time she's talked about it, though.
I know.
So she's still sticking with it.
I know she is.
But she has nothing to claim to fame at this point.
I suppose not.
She's but trying to stay relevant.
She's kind of putting her life on the line, because they're nasty bastards.
Yeah.
They'll do stuff.
But Tom Cruise has a new movie, man, called The Mummy, coming out. But we have to wait till summer. They're promoting it now. It's driving me nuts.
How many movies called The Mummy have been out since the original Mummy?
Oh, yeah. Bela Lugosi? Yeah. Or was it Boris? No, Boris Karloff was The Mummy.
Well, Boris Bella Karloff. Was probably in it
Bella
somewhere.
Was Dracula.
Okay.
But Boris Karloff was The Mummy. Man, that creeped me out in those days, too.
Well, in those days. But there have been quite a few renditions. And then there have been some Mummy movies that were not even based on that. They just called them The Mummy when they went into Egyptian tombs. And then the mummy started running around hacking people up.
I bet there was a Christopher Lee Mummy
movie. It's like Mummy the 13th.
Yeah, but what I found funny is Russell Crowe's in this movie, and he didn't even get top billing. Wow, how far he's fallen.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But he plays the bad guy, and Russell Crowe is never a bad guy. So is he? Because he's always a good guy, but now he's the bad guy. He's the nemesis.
I don't know. I don't think I know them. They all sound the same and look the same to me.
Yeah. Russell Crowe, he's Gladiator, man. That was one of the best movies I've ever seen. Yeah. And the soundtrack was awesome. Yeah. The score, I just downloaded it and listened to it every day that summer.
Fantastic.
So good, so good.
I'm not into it. I don't like the people now that are Scientologists who are in the movies.
John Travolta. There's only a couple.
Yeah. John Travolta.
He looks weird. He's got a weird face.
Something's wrong with him.
What's he doing?
Yeah, I don't know. And then Kirstie Alley.
She's still in it? Is she still fat?
She's still doing it.
What's going on?
She's still in it.
Then we can fat shame her. We can fat shame Scientologists, right? That's fair game.
That's what the president does. That's what we do.
Oh, my God.
Right. And then there's that Tom Cruise guy who I never really found talented at all. He was in that little movie where he comes out in his underpants.
Wicked entertaining. I think his movies are wicked entertaining.
Underpants movie even wasn't great.
Risky Business.
Yeah. I call it the Underpants movie.
Right. Well, that was not that great to me. But then Mission Impossible, you cannot talk trash about that.
I sure can. Any actor.
The first one with John Voight. Okay. Come on.
Any actor could have played that role. Any actor at
all. Yeah, because they had the fake faces that pulled right off. That's that was a genius,
why.
Man.
It was the acting ability. Tom Cruise is he's a short little nebbish. If you ever, he really is. He's a very tiny man. He's
a very tiny
man. And he's stupid. When he was on Oprah and he started jumping on the couch.
That was because he was with Katie Holmes and now he's not even together. Yeah. She like escaped. Yeah. That was like a total escape
Katie
she
Holmes.
Made.
I mean, I've never met Katie Holmes, but that is no big deal there.
No.
You see any of these people without their makeup on, it's like, oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Most of them. Most
but do you think it's all makeup?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
There's one actress who's supposed to be really attractive because she does makeup commercials, but I think she's one of the ugliest women I've ever seen in my life.
No way. Andy, now I'm dying to know who
Andy
that is.
Andy McDowell.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She's not pretty to me.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't like her acting.
I don't either.
She was the only movie I remember her in besides Four Weddings and a Funeral. Or Four Funerals and a Wedding. I forget one of those.
I can't keep score.
It was Groundhog Day, which I love that movie. So unfortunately, she's in it. But
oh, what do you mean? Things are happening again? That's all she says. There's no acting in that
movie.
There's
nothing. Yeah. She doesn't impress me, in other words.
No, well, she's not attractive. She's interesting looking in the way that Meatloaf is an interesting looking man.
No, he's not even.
And the other one that I've never found attractive ever is...
Tell it all right now.
The pretty woman herself.
Julia Roberts?
Don't find her attractive.
The only thing about Julia Roberts is there's something in her family about giant mouths.
Exactly.
And Eric has it as well, but I love Eric. I'm sorry. Eric Roberts is the bomb.
Eric's fine.
He's the bomb.
She's not... I'm not impressed with her either.
No.
No.
Although... I read an interview with her like a few months ago in a magazine, and it was so great. She seemed so real and genuine, and I just liked the interview. Maybe.
Did you?
Maybe that's what I liked about her. She seems, when you listen to her being interviewed, like a regular person.
Well, she's a regular person because she can't act.
Oh, yeah.
She's not an actress. That's
I just don't know what that whole Love at Wedding was about, that marriage. I don't get
that. There's a choice that didn't work out.
Well, I don't know the
what
point of it.
What is that about? Now, obviously, I don't want to just say only celebrities marry attractive celebrities. Lyle Lovett was not in the attractive...
He's homely. Let's be honest.
Homely.
So I don't understand. There was an agenda to that. It's almost like she wanted to give him his green card. There was a reason she married him. And I don't mean because he's foreign, but you know what I'm saying? There was an agenda, not the green card, but there's
something going on.
Like she wanted to hype she liked him so much as a friend. She thought, I'll marry you as a friend and then you'll become more
popular.
Or
maybe she knew that in my eyes, she was not that pretty. And the only way to make her pretty was to be with a real ugly guy.
But
then in comparison, she'd be
I don't know. She wouldn't do that to him because she seemed to really like him. She was doing him a favor. Yeah, she did him a solid.
I don't know.
And I don't know what the solid was.
I'll marry you. There's your solid.
Yeah, but there was a purpose.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe, now you got the eye thing going on, Ron. Yeah. See, it's contagious. I think there's something in the air. It's like this debris.
I put hemorrhoid cream in my eyes for some reason.
To make them look younger.
Didn't say anything not to.
Oh, my God.
Didn't
this debris floating around.
Didn't say ass only.
No. It might. I don't know about that.
Couldn't see it. My eyes were hurting.
Just put it under the eyes, not on your eyes.
That's right. People do put that under their eyes to get rid of the
wrinkles. The crow's feet.
Yeah.
Temporarily. It's not a permanent fix.
Doesn't that make it puffy, though?
Would that
deflates.
Let's all try and find out.
Does that deflate the skin, the hemorrhoid cream?
I don't know.
It inflate the
skin? It would deflate it, wouldn't it?
I guess. So maybe you do use it to get rid of puffiness.
Yeah.
But it's a little too close to the eyes for my comfort.
Yeah. Don't they have a cream for that, though?
Sure.
But it's like $1,000.
Exactly.
And preparation is like $10. Exactly. So make your choice, man.
You got
get what
the
you pay
deal.
For.
And that's the point of everything, isn't it?
Right.
Everything can be done at a lesser price. Everything. It's just branding and stuff like that. But I don't want to get into that.
I'm not a consumer. I don't want to be a consumer as a missed person.
Don't worry about it.
No.
There's nothing to consume anymore.
Yeah, then I'm one of the people.
Do you know what I had yesterday for the first time in like 3 years?
Haggis. No?
No.
That's illegal in this country. I found a video of like 10 things that are banned in the United States. And that was one of them.
Really?
And I never want to try it anyway. All of the things I wouldn't even want.
Is it because it's dangerous to ingest?
It's not. Because sheep stomach.
Yeah.
And you can make it here yourself, but it's not the original from like Scotland. Right. But if you ship it here, by then it would get, wouldn't it get fungus and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't even like it. So what'd you eat besides not haggis?
Something that I used to have a lot when I was a kid, and it's horrible for you. It's bologna.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know
why. I used to have it as a kid, too. My mother made it.
I walked to the deli section of a store. I don't know. Actually, I'll tell you why. My dog is not eating dog food anymore.
Oh, fancy.
So,
I wouldn't either.
We'll only eat people food. So I said, okay, if you're not going to eat dog food, I can't afford you. So I went to the deli counter, and I looked around, and there was this Wonder Bar bologna, or German bologna.
Oh.
For $2 a pound,
and no
I
way.
Thought. So I said,
"That's
to the
fancy.
Lady, I know." I said, "Lady, give me a pound of that baby." And then I brought it home, and my dog loves the bologna.
No way.
Will probably die of some kind of nitrate sodium problem now, but loves it.
Loves
at least
it.
Is eating. And I tried a few slices, and it was lovely.
No way.
It brought me back.
You guys are sharing your meals. Good.
Yeah, but I can't have a lot of it because I know what it really is.
Oh, poor homeless Ron.
It's haggis.
Eating his dog food. It is.
It's horrible stuff.
If you're hungry, though, isn't bologna the same thing as a hot dog?
It's probably worse.
They taste and look the same to me.
Yeah, it's worse. Bologna doesn't fit around.
Oh.
Hot dog, they you wonder, what's in that casing?
Yeah, I don't ever want to know.
Bologna, nah, I'll slice it. I'll show you the middle of it.
Oh my God.
I'll show you the insides of the thing,
My
the
mother
loaf.
Gave me that as a child, and also that deviled ham in the can.
Yeah.
She gave us that, and it always smelled funny, like liverwurst.
I don't like the devil care. Yeah.
But I ate it.
Liverwurst is interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had. I don't That's want liver. I don't want organ meat. Please don't give me organ meat.
Well, that's what liver is.
That's what she said.
You
missed it. I was waiting for it.
You
didn't get it.
She waited 40 minutes for that.
Yeah, I'll have an answer for you in 40 minutes. That kid's doing more commercials. Yeah, he's funny from Saturday Night Live. He's a kid who looks real pale. Looks like a zombie.
They all look pale.
But he's funny.
Except for the black ones.
I love. Oh my God. Leslie Jones is. I think she's hilarious.
She's hilarious.
And Keenan, the other guy, the big heavy guy.
Yeah.
Keenan, what's his last name?
Yeah.
Starts with a W, maybe?
Man.
Love that guy. I can't think of his name. Isn't that awful that I love someone
he
I can't think of his
on
name?
He used to be on Nickelodeon with.
No, sir.
Yeah, he did.
Morgan Freeman?
No. Well, you're talking, you just said Keenan.
I know.
Where'd you get Morgan Freeman from?
No, Keenan's the. You're thinking of Keenan, Wyans brothers?
Maybe he's not Keenan. He's a fat, chubby kid. No, he was on Nickelodeon.
You watch Nickelodeon? Yeah,
it was the Kevin and Cal show or something
Okay.
Yes, I did when my children were growing up.
Oh, yeah,
this
me too.
A long time
me
ago.
Too. A long time ago. Yeah. I watched it too.
Yeah.
I watched
he's
Clarissa Explains. And
that was a fun show.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
And then she got married and had kids, and I'm like, this is it's all done now.
Yeah.
I'm really old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, really.
But I like him. I like Keenan.
Yeah, he's good. That Leslie Jones, she scares me.
I think she's awesome.
She's very funny.
Yeah.
But she's very scary.
she'll hurt you. She's like a giant woman. She's an Amazon woman that can really break your balls.
She can cause some problems one's life.
Right. But I think she's great. I think she's funny.
On TV. In person.
I probably will never meet her.
I would never go to a stage and see her in a comedy club.
I would.
I think she would kill everybody.
I think that'd be great.
I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that kind of anger.
I don't think I'm welcome at comedy clubs anymore, though.
What happened? What happened?
Nothing.
Were you thrown out of that, too?
No, it's just a Facebook drama-ish thing.
Okay.
That I shouldn't have got involved in. But, you know, when it comes to Donald Trump, I can't shut up, and I should sometimes, but I just don't.
I've learned to
shut
up.
Some comedians support Donald Trump, and I'm just shocked by that, but I guess it's true.
Not a lot, though.
Really?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Not a lot.
Okay.
I can name them, and not a lot of them.
That's a bad thing.
One of them you did in your podcast.
I did one?
Yes.
I've done a comedian?
Yes, you did. Who was a very big Trump supporter.
Oh. Well, tell me later because I don't remember. I probably mentally blocked that out.
Your last podcast, you talked about a particular comedian. He used to be in prison.
Oh, him?
Yes.
As soon as you say prison, I'm like, well, I can only think of one.
Yeah.
He's Archie Bunker. He's the new Archie Bunker.
Correct.
People believe what he says and they think he's serious and he thinks he's serious and that's all sad. Because Carol O'Connor was doing a role and he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Carol O'Connor was awesome.
Yeah. Not this guy. But you know what? To each his own.
You're right. He's trying to make a buck.
Whatever.
Good. Make it whatever. However you can, dude. It's capitalism.
A lot of this is the way that people were brought up. A lot of it's from one's parents and their environment.
Yep.
And it just carries on because, and then there are many people who break from their parents, and I'm quite proud of them because they are indeed their own people.
Exactly.
The ones that carry on their parents' political views are obviously
not free thinkers.
Not at all.
That's
not
too
at
bad.
All. They're just.
But I think I go along with my parents' views. So what does that tell you?
I think you're more of a rebel than you could
because my parents have those views. They're free thinkers.
Correct.
That carries on too.
Yes. True. But it doesn't. I'm not saying that you must always do the opposite of what your parents
do. Right. Yes. Sometimes parents are on the right road.
Correct. But even if they're on the wrong road, I guess you can follow the wrong road. Because that's
the
way you're brought up.
The whole self does that.
I suppose so. Well, I told you when I was brought up, my parents never cursed. I never heard a profanity coming out of either of their
mouths.
My
mother still won't. Never did. Right?
No, it just never happened. And we, as myself and my brother, would never even think of that. And as a result, I have gone through life not using that in my vocabulary really at all.
Did I tell you what my mother says when she's angry? She knows you know you've really done it. She says, go fly a kite.
What a horrible
sentence. I'm serious.
Sentence.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's my mother swearing. Ooh, because of the F word. Fly.
Yeah.
Go fly a kite.
I see.
Shut the front door. Yeah, so that's my mom.
That stuff is adorable, actually.
I guess. I get scared when she says it. I'm like, oh, my mom's mad now.
You're right. Right.
That's a bad one.
She's going to hit me with bologna, perhaps.
Yeah, she did make the sandwiches.
Yeah.
My dad would eat his, he eats his processed meats.
Mm.
And he's still alive, so it must preserve you somehow.
I don't
with the vodka. The vodka and the bologna. It's just he's living forever.
The vodka, I think, takes care of the organs, and the bologna preserves everything.
See? It's a mix. It's a.
No, I don't know.
It's a great cocktail.
You know, it's some people can smoke from the day they're born to the day they die.
I don't get
and
that.
And they're 100. It's just what you're.
It happens. People don't think you can do it just because someone else can.
There's predetermination. It's what Angelina Jolie, that bitch. What a bitch she's turned out to
Why
be.
Is she mad?
She's really.
Is she in the news again? See, I don't know.
Yeah, she is. She's really trying to.
Really follow news, huh? You read like the tabloids?
I have nothing else to do because I can't follow the president thing because I'm not allowed.
Okay.
I have not allowed myself to do that.
Okay, that's rephrase.
That's my nitrate.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So so I follow other things.
So what is she up to?
She's trying to take all the kids away from Brad.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's not nice.
Why
does he deserve that? What did he really do?
And she's threatened, and apparently, I mean, you know, this is all conjecture with the TMZ.
Sure, sure.
But she's threatened to move to England with the kids and live there, and that way, if he wanted to see the kids legally, he'd have to fly to Europe.
Wow. Well, you know, he can afford to do that,
but it's still a hassle.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be able to do something like that.
Why can't they go up in America? Maybe because of Donald Trump. She wants to get out. I get that. But Canada's right there. I mean, Canada's so close.
Yeah, it's like a better drive. It's pretty
you
know, drive.
Whatever.
You get the fall foliage.
They're nice up there,
in the fall. Eh?
Eh?
Canada? They're all hard of hearing, apparently.
I know. That was a funny show, though. Was it Second City TV?
Yeah.
Where they all came from Canada?
Yeah, they all did.
I think. Did they? Or was it Chicago?
That was Second City.
That's what I just said.
What did you say before that?
Second City.
Okay.
They all came from
Chicago.
Chicago. But well, they had that
Second City was in Chicago.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought because of the bit of Chicago, I mean, of Canada. What's his name? Rick Moranis and the fat guy?
A lot of them came from Canada.
They did that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave, somebody.
There was another troupe, though, in Canada, I thought. That was SCTV.
Yeah. Second City TV with John Candy. Yeah. Why do you think they were all from Canada? Aren't they?
Well, Chicago is not far from Canada. You could take
it's
a boat.
Far enough. Nah. It's still the United States. Why did I think Canada, quote, Canada, had something going on besides Justin Bieber?
You know, in California, you can cross into Mexico. I mean, it's not that big a
Tijuana,
deal.
Tijuana, right.
So it's very similar, Chicago to...
It's right up the thing. You go through Michigan.
It's up your thing.
Go through Michigan.
It's up your thing.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Now you're catching on.
Well, we're out of time.
Good, because my feet are freezing.
No, good. Yeah, I don't have the heat on in here. Did you notice that?
Oh, did I notice? Yeah. I can see my breath. There it is.
There it is.
No, it's not quite that bad.
But it is cold.
But that's saving, man. It's only December. Keep that heat off as long as you can, man.
It stimulates me.
It's good because you stay awake. The heat will make you fall asleep in the middle of the day.
Did you ever fall asleep in your bedroom is like really, really too hot?
I hate it.
Sweating.
You can't wake up. You're groggy.
You just
want to sleep forever. You're in a coma.
Can't fall asleep.
Oh, really? I sleep too much. Can't fall asleep.
Really?
The heat's on. It's like it's a drug.
Oh, no. I have to have a cold to fall asleep.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
No, then I'm just shivering.
Okay. Well, that just kind of shows how people are different.
That's right. So don't smoke forever because it might not work for you.
It might not work for you. Well, she's Tori Lagarde nonetheless. And thank you so much. And we both wish you peace.
Peace.